7:30 now, and time to visit with Freddie P. CanadianThinker.com. He's on the line now. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, fellows.
How are we today, Freddie?
Very good, very good. It's a great country, you know.
It certainly is. One of the best on the planet. And we got ourselves a majority government for the first time in how many years has it been now since we last had a majority, Fred? Do you know off the top of your head?
That's a good question, because we had 5 years of minority, and I think the government before that with the Liberals was a minority, was it not, with Paul Martin? You know what? You got me.
It's been a long, long time. And let's start our conversation about this election and how it all played out with the Liberal Party. What a disaster, the way it has fallen apart from Dion before Ignatieff. What did they do to rebuild this thing, and how did it fall apart so badly?
Well, you know, it's like a lot of, you know, companies that don't, you know, they rise to the top and then they don't do their maintenance. It's like a radio station that's very strong and then gets complacent. I think the Liberal Party for many years just, you know, had this sense that it was their right to govern. And then slowly but surely the foundation started to crumble. And then all of a sudden you turn around one day and you're not on top anymore. You're on the bottom or second place or, in this case, third place.
It almost seems as though, and you make a very good point in saying that, that it got to the point for the Liberals that they maybe weren't as concerned as who the leader of the party was going to be, figuring they had all the votes in their back pocket anyways.
Well, and again, they had, you know, most of Toronto, where most of the ridings and the votes are, they had that locked up and more or less took it for granted. And, you know, that's what they said for the past 20 years seemed to resonate in Toronto, and they really didn't have to worry about it, and then they just did their work across the rest of the country. Well, the bottom fell out of that as well. I mean, look at me in my riding in Brampton. It was Liberal for some time. Ruby Dalla was my MP. For occasion, as I phoned her in the past couple of years about issues, and she never bothered to return my call. Well, guess what? She doesn't have her seat anymore. The Conservative guy does, and guess who I voted for?
An interesting comment on CanadianThinker.com that I was reading the other day, too. A guy wrote a fairly lengthy comment to you about the NDP and voting, and he was looked to me like a well-read dude, where he said one of the reasons he went NDP was simply because of that he got he got the person he was looking for on the phone, and they spent some time with him. And sometimes, I think for a lot of these MPs and MPPs, they forget this stuff. They forget that just by simply being there on the phone can sway a vote.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, it's just like any customer service, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the fall, I had big problems with Samsung. Because every time you phoned a Canadian number, you were put through to somewhere in the United States, and it was like a dog chasing its tail. Well, guess what? The next time I go to purchase something, guess what name won't be on it?
Yep.
And it really is that simple. And often some of these sort of career politicians, they lose touch with the people. And, you know, there are a lot of people that they vote riding. They don't vote party, and they don't vote leader. They vote for the guy in their riding they think that's going to help them the most. So if you're not answering calls from your local constituents, those people calling could be the people that vote based on the riding and not the leader and not the party. So you're cooked if you don't do your maintenance.
Do you see this change following in October when we have the provincial elections?
I don't know. It's tough to say. Ontario seems to have a track record of whatever is federal, they do the opposite provincially. But I think it's the same thing with the Liberals provincially. I think people have had enough. Dalton McGuinty has been exposed for being a big fat liar, pants on fire. There's just no doubt about it. And they're probably tired. Will it be an NDP wave? I don't know. Maybe it could be with, what's her, Horvath? I don't even know her first name. Etta Hamilton there, she's the leader of the NDP. Maybe we'll see something along those lines. Maybe the Conservatives will get in based on what helped them in this election with some vote splitting on the left. Who knows? If justice prevails, yeah, the Liberals will be kicked out, but who knows? It's very volatile this fall with the provincials.
And probably the biggest story out of this election was the surge of the NDP. You've got some interesting comments on CanadianThinker.com and the people that are running that party now, and how right there at the last minute, maybe through social media, through Facebook and Twitter and so on, and they seem to get a lot of young people swaying towards the NDP for whatever reason. But it is a pretty interesting story on how they jumped up the ladder so much.
Well, maybe to you. But to me, this whole NDP thing federally is a bit of a farce. Now, let me preface it by saying, what a great country that we can actually have these stories of 19-year-old kids being swept into Parliament at $158,000 a year.
Nice
without
game.
Even going through a nomination meeting, without campaigning, without doing anything. They were just asked to jump on the ticket to fill in the ballots across Quebec with no idea ever that they would win.
Yeah.
Or that one girl who's never been to the riding that she won, never stepped foot in it, okay,
yeah.
Didn't campaign, was in Las Vegas for like a week and a half of the campaign, and now she's going to Ottawa for $158,000. These were pardon me?
I'll bet you she's hotter than hell, though, Freddie.
Well, maybe she is. Super. You know, maybe Jack can hook up with her. I don't know.
Get a little tug, Freddie.
Yeah, maybe she's got the velvet touch,
yeah.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
But it's interesting. Never been in the riding, so she gets swept in. I mean, I guess that's a great story, but let's be honest. They got 102 seats. 58 were in Quebec. Take those away. And they had 44, which is a marginal gain compared to last time. That is nothing but vote parking in Quebec. Those Quebecers, those former Bloc, people that voted Bloc, they could care less about the NDP or Jack Layton. They just put their votes there because they were pissed off at the Bloc. That's the beginning, the middle, and the end. And if you go through the long list of now MPs that are going to Ottawa in the next few weeks, totally unprepared, absolutely no training, and again, I'll say it, super. What a great country we live in that this could happen in a democracy because, hey, you're voted in. That's the beginning, and that's the middle, and that's the end of that story. But scratch below the surface, it's just not right. There's a lot of young aspiring politicians, you know, that go through the ropes, and they work with the party, and then they learn the job from behind the scenes. That's not going to happen in this situation. This is a big responsibility for these people who really had no idea or no intention of being elected.
And what do you say to the people, Freddie, that bring up the numbers saying, well, it's not fair that Harper is now the prime minister of a majority because there's about 60% of the people that didn't vote for him?
Matt, that's just ridiculous. When you live in a country that has five parties vying for the election, how do you win the popular vote? It's ridiculous. In a two-party system, let's talk popular vote and 50%. Hey, listen, with five parties splitting the popular vote, 40% ain't bad. So let's look at it this way. 70% of the country didn't vote for Jack. 80% didn't vote for Iggy. So that whole popular vote argument is just absolutely ridiculous. Until the NDP and the Liberals merge or band together, then talk popular vote. Everybody's going, oh yeah, 60% of the population didn't vote for Harper. Well, five parties, man, figure it out. It splinters the popular vote. And beyond that, it's not our system. We don't elect people. We don't give majorities based on popular vote. It's not our, you know, the same system that everybody thought was pretty cool when that coalition was going to be put together.
Yeah.
With the Bloc, the rules were fine then. All of a sudden now, because Harper gets in at 40%, the rules aren't okay. And how about this? The last Chrétien majority, he get in with 36%. Did you hear people complaining about that?
Yeah. You know, it's amazing, Fred, when you look on Facebook, and I think this is where a lot of the NDP vote came from, and from the younger generation. Was it on your website where you said in your 20s you're into the NDP, in your 30s you're into the Liberals, and in your 40s you're a conservative? And I think that what you're seeing now is a lot of upset young people who have this belief for wherever they got it from that Harper is this horrible man who's going to ruin the country. And I find it interesting now that they're the ones complaining, yet they're the ones who called for this election. They're the ones who pushed it forward. You lost on your own.
You know, if I can just disagree with you on one point, I'm not sure social media played the part in this election that you do. Number one, voter turnout was what was it, 61%? Or was it even that? I can't. 60, you know, in the last election it was like 59. It was just,
up
it was the
bit.
Second lowest in history. Yeah. So much for that social media angle to that. Plus, in, what happened in Quebec wasn't social media. It wasn't Facebook that told all those traditional bloc voters to go and vote NDP. They're just pissed off. They've had enough. Yeah. They had enough of Doucette, but they weren't going to go for the traditional parties in Canada. I think it had very little to do with social media. As a matter of fact, I'm somewhat disappointed in the end results. The overall voter turnout wasn't very good. And this was supposed to be the election where all the kids came out, urged on by what they read on Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff. So it just didn't happen.
Didn't show up. Well, you know, it is probably another example of the lack of interest in all current events, be it politics or whatever the story is. Matt and I were discussing earlier this morning, it's amazing that 60% of kids in the U.S. between the age of 13 and 17 do not know who Bin Laden is. I find that to be unbelievably insane. So it's all part of, I think, a lack of complete interest in what's going around young people in their world today.
Yeah, exactly. And they only have themselves to blame. I mean, I had that conversation with my kids. It was like, hey, Dad, who do you think we should vote for? Don't ask me. Go read a newspaper.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Go look at the issues yourself. You know, I mean, that's... You're given that vote at 18 years of age. It's a responsibility. And if you cast a ballot, I would just hope that you've done your homework. And most of your homework goes beyond the superficial promises made by somebody like Jack Layton. Like, it's going to be hilarious now to see him in Ottawa as the official opposition and the outlandish and outrageous things he's going to say and demand. And, ironically, on behalf of the people of Quebec, because way more than half of his seats are in Quebec. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well,
so he's gonna be in Ottawa pandering to Quebecers?
It'll give you lots to write about on CanadianThinker.com.
Well, what's it going to prove? It's not going to prove anything because, you know, Quebecers, you know, it's that whole society is that big sense of entitlement. So it's just going to be hilarious to see Jack standing up in the House of Commons fighting for Quebecers who are never satisfied.
No,
exactly. And then you know what that's going to do? It's going to piss off the rest of Canada, the rest of the NDP vote in Canada. So good luck next time around, buddy.
There you go, Freddie. I always love a riled up Freddie P. CanadianThinker.com. We'll do this again next week, Fred.
Oh, I'm loving you, boys.